If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios indeed. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. In this episode, I rambled all over the place, and I started off talking about where I've been and why I haven't been recording over the last couple of weeks, or a couple of days, rather. And, I just kind of rambled from there, and I communicated with the fine folks in the YouTube chat, by the way. And by the way, if you guys are interested in, you'll hear me talking back and forth with folks in the chat, you are more than welcome to come and be a part of the episodes, and click subscribe on the YouTube channel, Kelsey Hudgens on YouTube. And you can be part of the podcast too. Like, you can be part of the conversation. I'm pretty good about responding to just about everything. So if you guys want to be a part of the conversation, that's where you can do that. YouTube.com and search Kelsey Hudgens. But links will be in the description of this in the audio. And also in the description, I just said this in the outro of the audio version. If you guys want to help out at all with the production here, there are certain costs in uploading the podcast and all this stuff. So if you guys want to help out at all, there's Venmo, PayPal, GoFundMe. There are links in the description of all that, or you can Venmo at Kelsey-Hudgens-1, the number one, if you want to help out at all. And like I said, not necessary, just that's where you can do that if you like. What else do we got? Oh, yes. ScrewballWhiskey.com, our fine sponsors, S-K-R-E-W, BallWhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, and you can go. There are links to all of those websites at MIStuff.com or MIStuffPodcast.com. Go check that out. That's the website that I have all of the shit, links to everything. I'm brain dead right now, guys. It's been a long week. On the website, there's links to everything and where you can download it. And depending on where you guys get your podcasts from, please go and write reviews on Apple Podcasts or Podomatic or wherever you get your podcast from. Please write a review and let us know how we're doing, whether it's good or bad. I just want to know. I get more analytics. The more reviews we get, the more analytics we get. So as a nerd, a computer nerd, as of right now, I'd like to know how we're doing. So please leave some reviews and let us know. Watcher, I'm glad to hear that your high school friends are obsessed with Screwball Whiskey. That's very good to hear. And just like that, I can communicate with the folks from the YouTube chat still. So if you want to be part of the conversation, that's where you can do that. Go to YouTube, Kelsey Hudgens, and click subscribe. Trying to get to 420 subscribers over the next few months. So let's do that. Help me get there. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode, I think, number 166 of MI Stuff Podcast. All right, guys. Peace, bitches. Time since I've done a little chat. And by a long time, I mean it's been 1 week. It's been 1 week since I did a chat. Hit go live on my computer and I talk to. We're not going to be doing that shit. I'm out of it, guys. I am just, it's been a long couple of weeks. It's been very busy, which is fine because I needed to make a couple of extra dollars going into the winter, and I've been picking up a couple of extra gigs here lately. Like, I haven't said no to anything. Like, there's been a few gigs that I've gotten offered that were band gigs that the full band couldn't do it, so I had to say no to those. But anytime I get a call like, hey, man, you want to pick up blah, blah, blah here on this day, and I'm like, yes, I do. I need dollars. So, yes, absolutely, let's do that. But also, if you're wondering why I don't have the guitar and doing my little finger-picking thing today, I got a pop string on the guitar. I popped two strings yesterday, and I popped two strings today. And that's very rare because I don't pop strings very often. I guess I just need to sand down the saddle a little bit. But I did, like I said, I picked up a gig today. Today was supposed to be my day off. I picked up another gig. I got another gig tomorrow night. And then I have Tuesday off. So the hurricane came through, and it was supposed to be really bad. Anytime a hurricane skips over Florida completely, like doesn't make landfall in Florida, it 9 times out of 10 will come straight to Charleston, straight to Myrtle Beach, and just go straight through and eat across the, you know, the inland areas of South Carolina. But this one didn't do that. It just kind of like skated right along the edge of us, and didn't really bother us too bad. It wasn't bad at all. I never lost power. I feel really bad. By the way, I posted some videos. Let me share this first before I get before I go into that explanation, because I don't want to be misunderstood. Live right meow. So, I did a few videos. I did some funny things in that voice, where I went out and was like going live throughout the storm, walking around outside during the hurricane. And though I was making light of a situation that could have been very bad, don't think that I wasn't. And I even said in one of the videos, like, you know, there are a lot of people that didn't do so well with this. So, you know, donate what you can, send what you can to that. Cause I didn't want it to seem like I was making jokes about something serious, even though I kind of was making jokes about something serious. But if you can't laugh about something, then what are you doing with your life? But yeah, I could have gone live during the hurricane, which I used to do. But when the last hurricane came through, I was using the old iMac that I used to use, and I got this thing off the internet for like $160. So it was literally like nothing. Like, this computer, the computer that I was using cost practically nothing in the world of computers. For $160 for a computer is nothing. So when I got that, I didn't mind going live through the storm, because, you know, that computer gets hit by lightning, okay, it's $160, I'm out. This computer that I'm using right now is a 2018 iMac, or 17. So it's practically brand new. It was brand new when I bought it. And, I was just a little worried about going live during the storm. I didn't want lightning to hit this or this nice equipment that I've got over here. I didn't want to risk anything, you know, losing power in the middle of that or lightning coming through and hitting it. And so that's why I didn't go live throughout the hurricane, in case you were wondering. But also, I did go live last Saturday night or Friday night last week, and that was the last time I went live. So it's been more than a week, like a week and a day. And I went live with Carrie and Charlie, best friends, brothers, my people. And it wasn't really an episode. It was just kind of like us just sitting around bullshitting. And I've already watched it like twice just because it was fun to hang out with them. And it's nice to watch us interact. That was just fun. It was a nice, it was good. I needed that. And I was glad to, I was glad to have them here. But like I said, I didn't know that if that was the best thing to do, to put that on the podcast page or not. So I didn't. But I think I'm gonna. I think I might do that later. I actually might do that tonight. But anyway, I can tell that I've been kind of like I can tell that I've been kind of like more irritable than normal. I'm a little bit more on edge. I get aggravated easier than over the past week than I normally would have. And I think that that's because I haven't like gotten on here and vented myself. You know, I haven't vented. I haven't been like, yeah, I hadn't been doing the live thing as much. And I think that's a key, like going live and talking just by myself, talking and getting shit off of my chest that's been bothering me. And just having that really does help a lot. And since I didn't utilize that for a week, I could see the difference. Like, I was starting to get a little snippy at a... Well, I was starting to get a little snippy at a gig that we did last night. But I even told... I told Adam afterwards. I was just like, man, I'm not 100% today. Let me give you the background information on this gig. So we did a gig. Me and Smitty did a duo gig on Friday night, which was the night after the hurricane came through. The hurricane came through all day, like all through Wednesday night, all through Wednesday night into Thursday. And then throughout the day Thursday and around midnight or a little before midnight on Thursday, it kind of went, you know, passed through and we were catching the ass end of it as it was leaving. So Friday was fine. But me, after having like 2 days off, sitting around the house for 2 days and doing nothing, me and Smitty went and did a duo gig that ended at about 1 a.m., on Friday night. And after doing that gig that ended at 1 o'clock, the next morning we had to be at River Oaks Golf Course in Myrtle Beach at 8:30 to play for the TNA morning show golf tournament. And it's a golf tournament that raises money for autism. I think it's called SOS. I'm not sure 100%, but we donate a few gigs every year to where, you know, to raise money for things. And I don't mind doing that at all. I don't mind doing gigs to raise money for stuff. And we donated just 30 minutes of our time, and that's not a lot. That's fine. The only problem is the fact that it's so early in the morning. And I didn't complain. And I even said that to Smitty on the way home from the gig Friday night. I was like, man, I'll be there and we'll do the gig. I'm just worried about the second gig because I know that I'm not going to be mentally myself. And it's not like I was now for something. And me and Smitty's had this conversation before, and I know I know he'll hear this, and we'll probably talk about this later too with him. But I've said it before, or he said it before. He's like, why do you prepare to have a bad day? Like, why do you, if you get it in your mind that you're going to have a bad time, then you're probably going to have a bad time. And I'm like, I understand what you're saying with that, but it was just, I know my limits. I know myself. I know that if I'm getting done at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's going to take me at least 3 to 4 hours to calm down after that. So I tried to go to bed at like 3:30 that night after I didn't get home until 2. So I get home and I have like an hour and a half to, you know, calm down, you know, get my energy level low enough to fall asleep. And I go to bed like 3:30 and end up falling asleep around 4:30-ish, maybe even later than that. So I get up at 7:30. So I got like between 2 and 3 hours of sleep that night and go and do the gig for 30 minutes and then come home. And I sit around and I'm like, once I'm awake, I'm awake. But when I got home, I was sitting around and I was just like, okay, I can sit here and progressively get more and more tired as the night goes on, or as the day goes on, rather. Or I can go and try to take a nap and end up, you know, feeling a little bit better maybe. And I laid down and I took a nap for about 2 hours. So collectively, I've gotten about 5 hours, 4.5 to 5 hours of sleep throughout the day. And got up, took a shower, went to do the next gig. And the next gig was like this big amphitheater type stage that has a lawn out front, and there's this chair. What up, man? But yeah, it has this rack of chairs that people select, select. See, I'm out of it. I don't even know what words I'm using. That people can use, and they'll come over and they'll sit on the lawn and we'll listen to us play music and all that. And it's pretty fun, but I was just like, you know, tired, and I hadn't gotten a lot of sleep, and it was just, I was just getting snippy. And I sort of checked out. I was just like, you know, you guys pick. Like, I'm totally not here. And there was this guy who came up and he tipped us. He put money in the tip jar and requested a reggae song. And I don't even know what I was thinking. Like, I didn't hear him request that at all. I didn't hear those words at all. And Adam was like, okay, so we'll just not do the song of the guy. I was like, dude, tell me, what did he say? I don't know. And he was like, he said reggae. And then Smitty was like, yeah, he said reggae. And I was like, dude, I'm just letting y'all know, I'm just not on my game right now. I'm not all the way here. I am like, I'm not doing good today. Just tired. My brain wasn't there. Like, unless I get a full night's sleep. And by the way, a full night's sleep goes anywhere from, I went to bed last night at 2:30. I woke up today at 2:00. Like, that's just me, man. Like, that's 12 hours, 12, like 12, oh, 11 and a half, pretty much 12 hours of sleep. Now, I know that's unreal for a lot of people, but that's just me. But I got all the sleep that I needed, plus the sleep that I missed from the night before, all in one go. But yeah, if I don't get my full night of sleep, I'm useless, and I felt useless. We did the gig; it was all right. No matter how bad a gig goes, there are still people that come up to us and be like, "Man, you guys are awesome. That was fun. That was great. Thank y'all so much. That was awesome. Good job." And that's very, you know, comforting to know that even when we do what we think is a bad job, or what I think is a bad job for myself, then we still have a good, you know, the crowd has a good experience. Anyway, so I... Even in the middle of it, we were doing this song that we've done thousands of times, and I messed up in the song, and I leaned back and I was like, or that, I'll do something better next time, maybe, or I'll do that or something better. And as a matter of fact, I should have specified it, because I think Smitty might have thought that I was saying something to him, like negative, but I wasn't. I was like, I call myself out immediately. Like, I do that. I do that, by the way. I call myself out, too. Like, I will be, and not lately as much as I used to, but if I see something happen, like if I see Adam or Smitty, like make a mistake or something like that, I'll usually call out immediately. And I haven't been doing that lately, but I do call myself out, like, straight, like, right off the bat. If, like, I screw up, I'm also... Ooh, there's a touchdown. I'm watching football, too. Touchdown, Steelers. Oh, no, incomplete. Never mind. But, yeah, I'll do that a lot. Like, I'll call myself out. Like, I expect myself to follow those same ridiculous rules that I expect everybody else to follow, too. Which, by the way, I had a thought the other day, and I should have told Adam this. I was like, man, you need to fix – I had his guitar. His guitar case is, like, wrapped with electrical tape, but some of it is slipped. So, like, it's just super sticky. His guitar case is super sticky. And I was like, man, you need to fix that damn case. And he was like, looks like you already fixed it for me, because all I did was take a paper towel and wrap around it. Look at Ben Roethlisberger out here stumbling and bumbling for some yards. Yeah, I was like, man, now that's disgusting. I'm just so weird about, like, sticky hands. I don't like that. Like, if syrup, it just feels like syrup on your hands. Like, or like, if you've ever gone, I remember being a kid and just putting my arm down and like syrup on the table or something like that, and just that sticky. I hate it. I just can't stand that feeling. And he was like, oh, it looks like you already fixed it. And it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. I think I just realized who you are, Chris. But, yeah, man, it's just, even when you, if it's something small, if it's something that you know you could do a better job at, then you feel like you should have done that better job, right? If it's something you feel like you could have done better, then you hold it against yourself to do the better thing, to do that. And I'm the worst with that. Like, I'll to no end be like, I could have done better, that could have went better. But I'll also hold everybody else to that too, you know, like, yeah, we could have done better. You could have done better. I could have done better. It could have been better all the way around. But, you know, if somebody does a good job, somebody does something awesome, I'm the first one to tell them, hey, that was good too. Oh, look at this. Uh-oh. The ball's out. Who got it? Sorry, I know you guys, I'm watching this live and y'all are not, so this is probably the aggravatingest shit y'all have ever heard, especially if you don't care about sports. Anyway. So I don't know. The gig went fine, but I think I was just a little more irritable than I should have been. And it just puts us in a bad spot as a band. And I don't know. I don't like being the reason. I don't like any of us being the reason behind having a weird feeling gig. But then again, it could have been just me because I was tired. But I was very upfront about that. And even from the beginning, I was upfront. Like, when me and Smitty were on the way home the night before, I was just like, man, I just don't know how I'm going to be mentally for the second gig. And I'm not saying that as that I'm planning on being in a bad mood. I'm saying that so that if I end up being in a bad mood, it's not like I didn't say, hey, man, this could happen. But it ended up being fine. We did the gig. Yeah, we did the gig, talked about all kinds of stuff. Oh, no, somebody. All right, so I get a Facebook message from somebody that's like, play video. This is you, isn't it? And then that means that their Facebook got hacked, especially if it's somebody who'd never send me a message. But yeah, anyway, I know I'm getting way off topic just because I've been out of it, guys. I can't even describe how out of it I've been. I've been smoking a little more than I should just because I've had that couple of days off. I did nothing but smoke for like all of 2 days. And I've been eating a couple of edibles, and I usually don't eat edibles because they get me a little more on the moon than I'm used to being. These haven't been bad though. They're kind of nice. I've enjoyed it, and I've stopped smoking the pen, the vape pen things, because I've just heard so much nightmare stories about them, like so many bad, you know, bad experiences that people have had. And just being a singer and relying on my lungs to do my job, I can no longer warrant doing that. Like I can't see a reason to continue to do that when I could just roll a joint or something and keep that in my pocket just in case I need to smoke something. But then I'm to the point of thinking that if I really need to have that security blanket of a joint rolled or just this pen in my pocket to not lose my mind, then what am I doing? Like, does this thing have me by the throat like other drugs that I have done? Because this is not a drug, you know. I don't view it as that. But then I'm to the point of thinking, like, does it become that whenever it's something that you absolutely cannot do without? So here lately, I've just been winging it, just getting out of the house, and whatever I've left the house with on my head, then that's what I'm stuck with, and that's where I'm at. So yeah, anyway, there's that part of the story. But yeah, I haven't been doing the vape pen thing, which, yeah, but eating an edible before I go to a gig or something like that keeps me like a streamlined butterfly, man. Like I'm cool as the other side of the pillow. And I had this conversation with a bartender a while ago too about, and I guess she was like, I can't smoke because I get paranoid. And I was like, I get paranoid every now and again, but I've always been like hyper aware. I've always been like very aware of things going on around me. That's just a natural thing for me. And like, I just look at it as that. It's just heightened awareness. Like I've already been, you know, I've already been pretty aware of everything going on around me for a while, but whenever I get stoned, it's just like more of that. So the paranoia part of it is like, is it paranoia or is it just, you're just that much more aware? You know, I see this Pepsi commercial right now and I try to think, why do they even try? Because Coca-Cola is obviously better. I don't say Coke is better because I don't want anybody to take that clip out of here and do something with it. And, you know, I wouldn't mind any other time, but I've struggled with that before, and I no longer do. So, and that was something that I struggled with that people used to call me out for whenever I quit drinking and started doing, like, copious amounts of blow. People would throw around the, okay, Kelsey's sober. I'd be like, no, he ain't sober because he's still doing blow. And then I would be like, yeah, I've never said that I was sober. I've said that I quit drinking. Y'all are saying that I was sober. So now y'all are getting pissed off at me for what other people are saying about me. That happened. I had an entire group of friends. And some of you guys might hear this, and I don't care. Some of you guys are listening to this. But it needs to be said. Had an entire group of friends that were like, not like, that were upset with me for doing something to better myself, and what happens is when somebody else goes and does something to better themselves and does something good for them by quitting something that somebody else still does. Like, for instance, I'll try to put this to where, all right, say that I'm overweight, and I say that would be like if I know some other overweight friends that if they were to get their shit together and start losing weight and be happy about this, then I would be pissed off that this other person is losing weight because I still eat like shit and I'm still fat. So people who were still drinking and people who were still going out and doing what I used to do were upset with me for not doing something that they continued to do. So I feel like a lot of people who got pissed off at me about that were just kind of telling on themselves. Like, you know, they have a problem too, but they're just not dealing with their problem the way that I did. And I don't know, I was pretty upset about that. I was actually very upset about that. It's just like people were going around saying, like, somebody else. Now, by the way, I was never one to say I'm sober. I wasn't one to say, hey, I'm blah, blah, blah years or blah, blah, blah months sober. I always say I quit drinking. I quit smoking cigarettes, and then 2 weeks later, I quit drinking. I've never thrown the word sober around, but when other people, and even when other people would say something about sober, I'm like, well, I'm not sober because I was still smoking pot, and at that time, I was still doing coke, too. But I was just getting into the situations where your people who you love and people who you respect are, for lack of a better term, wanting you to fail. Just not necessarily wanting you to fail, but just they want to be right. There's a long touchdown from the Patriots there. But yeah, it's just like they wanted me. It's like they were not allowing me to enjoy that part. You know, they were not allowing me to enjoy that part of my journey. Misery loves company, 1,000%, Kevin. Welcome to you, by the way. But yeah, I was like, I don't know, I was doing good shit for myself. I was, you know, not drinking anything. I quit smoking cigarettes. And granted, I did pick up a pretty nasty habit in doing the coke stuff. But, I mean, that only lasted for a few months to a year. And I just, after I realized, like, everybody was sitting there and they would, like, show up at the house and see me sitting with a plate of coke in front of me and then just give me those eyes. What up, Abby? And they would just look at me with those eyes, like those disappointed eyes. And I was just like, how dare you judge me on this when you do more drugs than I do? And they'd be like, no, I don't. I don't do nothing like that. I'd be like, all right, you do nicotine, you do caffeine, you do alcohol. There's three things that I don't do. And whether you like it or not, caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol are all drugs. No matter which way you slice it, that's what they are. So I told them, I was like, y'all are doing more drugs than I do. All I do is coke and weed. And if you want to count, and I'm counting weed for you. Like, I'm counting weed just, you know, to give you a little extra help, because that's the only other drug that I do is weed and coke. And then when I stopped doing coke, which was, I don't even remember the last time it was, because last time I did it, I didn't think it was going to be the last time. So once I stopped that, all I do is weed. And then just people throwing around the people saying that I was sober and then just getting pissed off at me for doing things to better myself. Just, I didn't like that. I was very upset about that. And I didn't care to be around certain people for a really long time because of that. And, yeah, It was just a huge bummer. But what can you do? I'm one of those people who, I guess, takes into account what other people think and say about me too much, because I know that when I'm gone, that's all that's going to be left. Like, I see it right now with, like, the Richard Pryor situation that's come up lately with Paul Mooney and Richard Pryor's son. And I'm a huge Richard Pryor fan. I'm a huge Paul Mooney fan. And it's like, all of my heroes are getting picked off one by one. First, Bill Cosby was my absolute comedic hero. I've got Bill Cosby vinyl. I love Bill Cosby himself. But the stuff that he got caught doing is just insane. And it's awful that you know, I was robbed of, and by Bill Cosby. It's his fault. I mean, he did all the shit. He's the one that's fucked up. But he robbed him, like, he robbed me of that. We all could use more hugs, right? Like, I was robbed of Bill Cosby, and now I'm robbed of Paul Mooney and potentially Richard Pryor, which at this point, though, I'm getting to where do we separate the artist from the art? Like, what do we do here? Is it okay for me to still enjoy Bill Cosby stand-up? Because I don't. Like, I watch it now, and it's still funny, and I want to laugh, and I remember how much I enjoyed it when I heard it for the first time. But knowing what he did and knowing what this guy was capable of, now I can't really enjoy that. So I've been robbed of something that I enjoy because of people just being horrible. Now, we got all that stuff going on with the Richard Pryor and the Paul Mooney situation and all that stuff, and it's just not fun. It's not fun to think about. It's just not fun to think about. And you know, Cosby was fantastic. He was great. But I just can't enjoy that anymore. I think so too, man. I'm an overthinker. I know that I am, and I know that I am. But I wanted to make it a point to, and I don't know why I wanted to make it a point to say what I was saying about the folks who were kind of looking down on me because I was still doing one. It's like I would go outside and, okay, here's a good analogy. I would go outside and I would cut my grass. I'd cut my grass. I would paint my porch. Go outside and I would cut my grass and I would paint my porch. But I didn't pressure wash my house. So instead of people saying, "Hey, man, great job on cutting your grass," or "great job on painting your porch," it was like, "Well, he still hasn't pressure washed his house." What's up, Watcher? What up, Bruce? We did grow up with Cosby. H-E-L-L-O. It's Bill. I don't know. I grew up with Cosby too, man. Just and Liz was saying on Twitter earlier, she's like, "God, you're young." And I was like, "Well, how the fuck does that make me young? Just because I referenced something that happened within my lifetime. It happened in your lifetime too." I don't know. I do. I've got an old soul. I like old things. I like the, I don't know. I like old shit. Old shit's just better shit. But, man, it's just been a long couple of weeks. Liz is awesome. Like, values. Absolutely. That's one thing that I do have that I don't notice in a lot of folks my age and the folks that I see on Facebook or just a few people that, oh, and I saw this thing the other day. You know what I love is I love hearing, what up, Russell? I loved hearing people on Facebook post all these motivational quotes and things like that, and you know them in real life, and you know that they are absolutely nothing like that person that they're posting as. I just don't understand how, I don't understand how people can be that hypocritical. It's definitely, I don't know, just posting this shit on Facebook, like posing as that doesn't make you that person. But anyway, I've just noticed a lot of people around me and a lot of folks that are around my age that don't share the same morals that I do and values and things. Like, I'm very morally driven person. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that I do in my life and a lot of things that I try to hold other people to is, Jamie just posted a video, and I was actually going to go live until I saw Jamie post something, so I'm going to be getting out of here in a second. But, I don't know. My moral compass is, in my own humble opinion, pretty spot on, if you ask me. And I sort of hold everybody else to that too. I try to hold everybody else to that. Yeah, and that's probably best, Watcher. Twitter isn't bad, Russell. I don't mind Twitter, and honestly, I don't mind Facebook. If you kind of like know how to talk to people or know how to type, I guess you should say, then you can handle pretty much anything that comes your way on Facebook. And plus, most of those people are just sad. Most of those people are just miserable in their own lives, and they need something to take that out on. And that's something too, Kevin, that I hadn't considered. Yeah, they could be trying to, you know, motivate themselves. And I've done that before. Like, I've posted something that I needed to work on. Like, I did not see the Indy race today, Bruce. As soon as I woke up, I had to jump in the shower and head to North Myrtle Beach to do this gig. That's one thing, Russell. It's easy to get in a fight on the internet. Like, it's easy to, and that's actually, I'm glad you said that about the news, Watcher. With all of these different news stations, all of these different corporations that are giving you story after story of, you're getting story after story of, you're getting the same story, but from two different sides. So now those who watch CNN are hearing one side of this story, and those who are watching Fox News are hearing a completely opposite side of the same story. And the problem is, and I'm going to quote Joe Rogan on this, and I know a lot of folks don't like Rogan, and that's fine, but in this, he's right. Where he says that one of you fucks are lying. One of you fucks are telling a lie. So if the truth is in the story, then one of you guys are lying, because you're telling me two different sides of the same story. Both of you can't be right. You both can't be right. You're saying two completely different things about one story. Somebody is wrong. And the only problem is we can't tell who. All we can tell is what they're giving us. We can turn to one station. I don't mind Owen that much, Abby. He's very adamant. He's very aggressive, I think, in his methods of communicating with people. And Bruce, I don't watch it, man. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch NBC. I don't watch any news. I get my news from folks who I trust. If I see them post something, if I see them post something, then if it intrigues me enough to go and look into the subject, then I'll go and look into it and find out, you know, what I need to, I'll find out what I need to find out to make my opinion. But I don't let those things, I haven't watched them in a while. I might have to check them out again. But I just, I don't know. I don't make my own opinion. I don't make my own opinion based on one side of something. Like I try, I do everything that I can to take both sides into account before I make my own opinion about something. And the problem with all of these new like news stations and shit like that is they'll make you, they want you to feel the way that they feel about this. And a lot, in the same breath, a lot of folks who are watching these stations don't care whether or not what the news is telling them is right or wrong. They just know because it's coming from this blue news source or this red news source, then that's what's right. And that's not fair to the news. That's not fair to who the news is about. That's not fair to the entire situation. Like, and all of this, and you guys who've listened to me or been part of this stream for any amount of time knows that I'm not a very political person. I'm not a anti-Trump guy. I'm not a pro-Trump guy. I am a pro-America guy. Like, I am very pro-America. And it is just with all of these different news stations that are just it every way they can just to try to rip this presidency apart. I don't think that they have the health of our country in their minds at all. I don't think that they have 100% three sides to every story, your side, my side, and then the truth. Everybody interprets things differently. Noam Chomsky, I hear you, Buzz. But that's the thing with me is just I'm not. It seems foolish to me that I know that a lot of the people in this country would have, if given their wish, if half of the people in this country were given a wish of genie out of a lamp to grant you one political wish, a lot of people would have something negative happen to this country just so they could call President Trump's presidency a failure. And like I said, I'm not on any side of this. I am not at all. I am completely unbiased. But I believe that to want anyone to fail who is in that position is foolish. And like I said, I'm not on a red side. I'm not on the blue side. I am on the American side. I love America. I love this country. I love everyone in it. And I feel awful about how it's been. I don't know how people are treating this amazing. It is very conflicted on mainstream media. I feel how people are treating this. This isn't fair to our country. Isn't fair to our. It isn't fair to our democracy. It's not fair. Period. It's just simply not fair. How we're treating this thing. You know what? Sometimes you just have to deal with what you've got. And right now, President Trump is what we've got, and we have to deal with that. We have to figure out a way to move forward in this thing, because right now we're standing, and I've said this so many times, I've used this analogy at least a half a dozen times in this podcast. We're standing at a crossroad screaming at each other about why we need to go this way, and the other side is screaming about why we need to go this way. And what we're doing is we're standing here, and most of us are just standing at the crossroads screaming at each other about why these people need to go this way and vice versa for the other side, to where we're clogging up progress. We are clogging up, like there isn't a fork in the road. It just looks that way from where we are. There's only one road and we're all on it. And all we have to do is continue to walk straight. We have to continue to go the same direction, not in the same direction we've been, but actually, yeah, we do need to continue to go in the same direction we've been going in, because we are more progressive right now as a nation than we've ever been. And believe it or not, the we're doing better now. We're in better shape than we've ever been in a country, as a country, I believe, as far as, like, we're in better shape with the people, just like anything that is dying, that is going to just raise its, rear its ugly head one more time, like, it's gasping for its last breaths, and it is in pain and dying right now. And by in pain and dying, I mean, like, racism and ignorance. And I hear you, Abby. We've come a long, long way. That's right. We have come so far, man. You know, I mean, like, if you think back to just 50, 60 years ago, how much different things were. And I haven't been around that long, but as history shows, things are so much better today than they were back then. The only difference is we have more access to information today than we did back then. And it's so much easier now to see something negative that has happened in the world than it used to be. And that's not fun. It's still just as, like, the world is in a very, very good position right now. The country is in a very good spot right now, I believe. And one thing I'll say about this is that people are paying attention now. People give a shit. And whether they do or not, people give a shit. People are like, paying attention to things. They are, they're paying attention to more things that, you know, political things that are, you know, things that are going to affect our country for the long term. People are just more heads up about shit going on. Like, has that ever been the case with young people, especially? The young people they give a shit about what's going on. I don't know. I think it's good. I think that Dave Chappelle said that in a stand-up, equanimity, I think it was called. He said that maybe, you know, these bad things, that these quote unquote bad things that happen are like setting into motion something good for the long term. So I'm like, maybe Trump getting elected could be the quote unquote the lie to save us all. Because I want you to watch the Dave Chappelle stand up if you haven't seen it, the equanimity. And by the way, Dave Chappelle's new stand up, Sticks and Stones, I don't care how long comedy goes on. I don't care how long this is a thing. I believe that the Dave Chappelle Sticks and Stones stand-up will go down in history as top three greatest hours of comedy ever. One of the greatest hours of stand-up ever. And probably definitely the most, like, monumental, to change the course of, to change the course of history, like, to change anything going forward. Like, our future is different now because that stand-up exists. It just calls out a bunch of shit. It calls out a bunch of things that needed to be called out, and it just needed to happen. But, like I said, I think things are a lot better right now than people are giving it credit for. And just the world, our country is in better shape than folks are giving it credit for. And I think that for those who want something bad to happen just so that it can go on record that President Trump had a bad presidency, I think that's very foolish. And I can say that because I don't give a shit either way. I don't care about, you know, I mean, I don't care about what anybody's going to say or think about what I'm saying, because I know that I'm not on either side of it. So it doesn't matter what people think, which is a lot easier for certain topics than others. But we're not going back into that. I've already spent too much time mentally on the shit that I was talking about earlier, just with people not taking me seriously and wanting me to fail just because I quit smoking. and drinking. I'm not going back into that. That whole shit, that was a sticky subject, and I didn't like it. But it had to be said, I guess, because it came out. Anyway, they're ugly souls, you're right. Anybody who wants the things to go bad just so they can say, oh, well, I called it. I said he was going to be a shit president. And I see a lot of that online. But these people don't know what they're talking about. They just don't know what they're saying. They don't know. And then, you know what? For the same thing for the other ones that are like, I told y'all it wasn't going to be that bad. That's why I voted for him. I told y'all that this is going to be the best president of all time. Those people are equally bad. Like, bragging is the same as bitching. It all comes from the same place. And you know what, Russell? Sometimes you just got to do that. Sometimes you got to get rid of those folks. Well, and you know what? Sometimes they get rid of you, man. Sometimes they get rid of you. And absolutely, Watcher. They friends who don't wish the best of us. It is quite sad. And people who were friends for 30 years, man. People who went to high school together, grew up together. We're kids together, like that friends for 30, 40, 50 years that won't speak to each other now just because of a political difference. And I mean, this is not good. This is not how this thing should work. This is not how it should be. This isn't fair to. And I know that this isn't fair is kind of a corny thing to say, but it's just not fair. It's not fair to each other. It's not fair to everybody to react this way to this situation. And Russell, I got a lot of friends that I don't have anymore right now because I quit drinking. But you know what, man? Just because I stopped doing those things, a lot of folks showed their true selves to me. And to be perfectly honest, I showed my true self to a lot of people while I was drinking. I showed my true self to a bunch of people while I was still drinking. And I was embarrassed by that person that I showed to them because it was not a good person. And I was embarrassed of myself. But you know what? I owned up to it and I said, you know, I don't ever want to be that person again. So I quit drinking. I even had that was an issue. 100%, Russell, I agree. I'm 3.5 years in now. And okay, so you quit in 16. That was the year I quit, too. I quit on leap day in 2016. I quit February the 28th, right? 28th, 29th. Which day is leap day? 29th. I was just a bad drunk. I was bad. Last night I got drunk. I was hitting myself in the head because nobody else would fight me. I was just wanting to fight, and I was punching myself in the face and, like, just airing out a bunch of personal shit with a bunch of people. That's awesome, Russell. That's very good. But, yeah, I was just... Thank you, Watcher. I appreciate that. The hardest part is the deciding to quit. Like, once you get to that point, it's like, I decided to quit a couple of years before I actually did. And once you decide to quit, it's like, okay, easing up on when it's going to actually happen was tough. Like, to getting to the point where I almost killed myself and was like, man, this ain't good. I don't need this in my life. Nobody else needs me like this in their lives. And I showed a lot of people who I really was. But like I said, I felt so bad about that I quit drinking. Drinking was something that I did regularly. I was good at it. And I love to drink. That was my thing, man. I get down a I could down a bottle of Rumplemints and drive you home. I could successfully down a bottle of Rumplemints and successfully drive somebody home. Like, I was bad. It was awful. And I felt so bad about the person that I had become that particular night when I was drinking that I never wanted to do it again. I never wanted to put anybody else, I never wanted to put any of my friends in that situation again. I never wanted to put anybody else in that situation to where I would be that person. I never wanted to allow myself to become that person again. And it was, it ended up being fine. And then I had issues with folks after I quit drinking, like where I would say, "Hey man, like, I don't know what you're screaming at me for. I don't know what I've done to you." And then they're like, "Oh, you said all this shit about me the other day, like, or the other day." And I was like, "Dude, that wasn't the other day. That was like a couple months ago." And like, I'll take it. I understand that you are fucking upset with me right now because of the shit that I did a couple months ago. But I just want you to know that I've quit drinking because I felt so bad about the things that I did. Like, I've stopped drinking, and y'all know how much I love to drink. And I stopped that thing that I love to do because I did not want to be that person anymore. So, I mean, I did that for myself, but I did it more for those around me than I did it for myself. I really did. Because anybody who knows me well will know that I might come off as the selfish person every now and again, and I'll even depict myself as that and say that I'm very selfish and very narcissistic, but those who know me know that I actually give a shit about people. I care. I really do. And I care how I impact people around me. That weighs heavy on me. Like, I care about how I impact people around me. And if I'm impacting those people around me negatively, then there's no reason why I should be a part of anybody's life. And when I got to thinking like that, I don't know, I was just suicidal for a while and very upset with myself and just all of those thoughts in a drunken brain is not a good thing. So just when you're struggling with those kind of issues, something has to be done. And I made my choice and I did it and I stuck to it. And now it's been 3.5 years later and here we are still going strong. I had an O'Doul's today. I had an O'Doul's the other day too. I've been drinking a couple of non-alcoholic beers here and there, but there's no point. I just do it for something to do. Like, if a bartender offers me one, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm good." But then I'm sitting there for a while, and they've put it in my brain. I was like, "Yeah, why not? I'll have one, sure." And then they had like 3 or 4 people offer me shots tonight, and I don't drink shots, obviously. So I don't know. I had one of those just because I got to thinking about the shots, and I was like, "Well, if I'm thinking about the shots, then I better drink something to keep my brain at ease." So an O'Doul's was the poison. I could be pretty mean. Mine was different though, Russell. I could be mean or I could be the most fun you've ever had. There was a switch that could be flipped at any time. I could be the most hilarious person you've ever been around, and you could have the most fun you've ever had with me. Or the complete opposite. I'd just be fucking mean, man. Just super mean. But not anymore. So we don't live in that. I don't live in that world anymore. So thank God for that. Anyway, I know I rambled about all kinds of bullshit in this one, and I don't even really know what I said. So this is going to be a ramble talk. But I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, guys. I know that Brother Jamie's got something going on, and it's getting scooting up to about the time that he's going to be doing a live, I would guess. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here so we can all scoot over there to Brother Jamie. And Abby, that's a good thing. You don't want to picture me mean. It is not It is not a good sight. It's it's not good. But like I said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. And thanks, Russell. Appreciate it. I've been singing a lot lately. I can't do the can't hit certain notes that I'd usually hit, and I've got one more gig before I get a day off. So that's another reason I've been kind of not doing the podcast as much lately as I have been in the past, just because I needed to save my voice for singing, because that's how I make the money, man. Anyway, please, if you guys enjoy any kind of anything that I've got going on as far as the content goes, and you guys want to help out at all, there are links to Venmo in the description of most of my YouTube videos, and in this episode, for those who listen on audio, whenever you get to it, it'll be in the description of that as well. If you guys want to help out at all, there's Venmo links, PayPal links, GoFundMe links, all those things. If you want to help out, not necessary. I'm not asking for that. I'm just telling you that's where you can do that if you'd like. So there's that. Also, please go to mystuffpodcast.com and check out all the cool things going on over there. And please, if you're watching this on YouTube and you'd rather, if you want to hear the more cleaned up version of these podcasts, then I suggest you go to Apple Podcasts, Podomatic. The audio versions of all of these, the audio versions of these podcasts are a little cleaner. They're a little more edited down, and they're in a nicer package than the YouTube is. But for the same reason why I started doing the YouTube, I wanted to give the YouTubers some behind the scenes footage of what the audio folks don't get to see. Abby, thank you so much for your kind words. Buzz, I love the shit out of you. Buzz, old Zelensky here, my buddy Buzz, we go far back to the Starbucks world, one of the best people in the world. And I'm actually going to be releasing audio of the bonus content that I got with Carrie and Charlie last week. And we'll be back on schedule going forward in the podcast. And there'll be an extra one here and there coming at you to make up for the one that we missed this past week. So there's that. Follow me on Instagram at YonderWizard, WIZZERD. At Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook, MI Stuff Podcast, everywhere else. Type in m.i.stuffpodcast and search all throughout all the social medias all around, and that's where you can find me on the for the podcast links to social media. But I post on my personal page a lot more than those, so follow me on that. And the links are at the bottom of the page on the YouTube channel right now. Or the YouTube video, the Yonder Wizard and Kelsey Hudgens, screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. I forgot to say that at the beginning, by the way, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. All right, folks. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.